This is TWiT.
Big attacks are showing shifting cybercrime tactics. The past month has seen a spate of record-breaking and intensely long distributed denial of service, or DDoS, attacks leveled at hosting providers and enterprises, suggesting a shift in tooling and botnet sourcing among the most advanced professional threat actors. The latest attack was revealed by researchers at Akamai, who reported another high watermark. On June 21st, its team mitigated the largest ever packet per second DDoS attack that they'd ever recorded on their platform, one that was double the volume of the previous packets per second peak. At its height, the attack sought to overwhelm its target, a large European bank, with 809 million packets per second. The attack ramped up very quickly, moving from normal traffic patterns to its peak volume within 2 minutes and lasting just under 10 minutes. Now, why did I mention packet-based so often? Because there's a difference. Where bits per second volumetric attacks try to overload the inbound pipeline, packets per second volumetric attacks work to exhaust internal network resources. Criminals have been turning up the heat with higher and higher volumes of both varieties of attack lately. The announcement of this packet-based DDoS comes just a week after Akamai came forward with news that it had recently rebuffed the largest ever bandwidth attack as well, one that targeted a website of major hosting provider in early June and clocked in at 1.44 terabits per second.